So there are children. Of course we have children and raise them very well. Education is everything to us. I wish we did a better job of that on Arb, I said. Extramuros, that is. Jules thought about it and shrugged. Understand, I do not describe a utopia. We do not educate the young ones purely out of respect for noble ideals. We need them to stay alive and to allow the voyaging of the Daban Ernud to continue. And there is competition between the children of Ernud, Tro, Later, and Phthos for the positions of power within the command. Does that even extend to fields such as linguistics? I asked. Yes, of course. I am a strategic asset. To make its way to new cosmi and to carry out new advents is the raison d'etre of the command. And almost nothing is more useful to them in an advent than a linguist. Of course, I said. So your nice town of 10,000 is big enough for people to marry, or whatever you do, we marry, he confirmed. Or at least sufficient of us do and have children to maintain 10,000. Well, how about you? I asked. Are you married? I was, he said. So they had divorces too. Any kids? No, not yet. Never now. We'll get you back home, I told him. Maybe you'll meet someone new up there. Not like her, he said. Then he got a wry look and shrugged. When Lise and I were together, I always would have said such things. Sweet nothings. Oh, there is no one like you, my love. He sniffled and looked away. Not insincerely, of course. Of course not. But the manner of her passing made so clear, so bright, the truth of it, that there truly was no one like her. And in a community of only 10,000, cut off forever from its roots in the home cosmos, well, I know them all, Raz, all the women of my age. And I can tell you, as a matter of fact, that in the cosmos where you and I are standing, there is no one like my Lise. Tears were running freely down his face now. I am terribly sorry, I said. I feel such a fool. I didn't understand your wife was dead. She is dead, he confirmed. I have, you know, seen the pictures of her body, her face, all over the convox. My God, I exclaimed. I wasn't in the habit of using religious oaths, but could think of nothing else strong enough. The woman in the probe at Orathena. She was my Lise, said Jules Verne Durand. My wife. I have already told Saman. And then he broke down altogether. Jules and I were sitting together in the darkened cell, nothing to see by except simulated sunlight, reflecting from a simulated orb and a simulated moon. Simulated persons in spacesuits drifted silently about us. He was hunched over, sobbing. I remembered our messal conversations about how we could interact in simple physical ways with the geometers, even if biological interaction was not possible. I went over and wrapped my arms around the Lateran until he stopped crying.